Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of rights and services, Hazrat Hakim Ummat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, like for others what you would like for yourself. If there are three people sitting together, then two should not distance themselves from the third and whisper to one another. The third person will feel that they are discussing him or will feel out of place. He will be overcome with grief. If there is a dire need to discuss something, then call for a fourth person. Then the first two can separate and the other two can get together. Be a well-wisher for every person. Possess mercy and compassion for the creation, whether it is human beings or animals. Show kindness to the young and respect the elderly. If someone has to backbite about someone else in front of you, then try to stomp him if possible, or at least defend the person. Also, if nobody listens, nobody talks. So if you don't give a hearing, they will not talk about you. If you see a fault in someone, then kindly and gently inform the person. It must not happen that someone else sees it and disgraces or embarrasses the person. Treat your friends and companions cordially. Treat people according to their rank. Do not treat all in a similar fashion. You can discuss with the ulama of the areas and get more clarification on that. It is a matter of extreme hard-heartedness that you eat to a full stomach whilst your neighbor remains hungry. Friendship with ulterior motives is of no benefit. Befriend someone only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love any person, then inform him. He will also begin loving you. Asking a person his name, his family, and his hometown is also a cause of increasing love. But this love must be solely for the pleasure of Allah. It is mentioned that al-hubbu lillahi wal-bughdhu lillah. Love somebody for the pleasure of Allah and dislike not the person, the action of the person, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing with the benefits of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this mode of seeking nearness is exclusive for that pure and beloved being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is impossible to seek nearness to anybody else by remembering his name over and over again. This is because the one whose nearness is being sought must have two attributes. First, he must be omniscient, so that he comprehends the dhikr of all the zakirin, whether by word of mouth or by heart, irrespective of language, time and place. Secondly, he should have the power to illuminate the understanding and fulfill the yearning of one who remembers, which is known as nearness, proximity, and descent. Since these two prerequisites are possessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the above mentioned method of seeking nearness is effective only in respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The following hadith al-Qudsi, it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but not recorded in the Quran and Majid, quoted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, points to this fact where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. Whoever comes near to me by one span, I go near by him an arm's length. Whoever comes near me by one arm's length, I go near by him one bar, that is outstretched both arms. Whoever comes to me walking, I go towards him running. At this stage, Imam Ramah Silla Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that when a child comes running towards you, what do? You will hold him and keep him in your lap. That the extra thing has it used to say. This similitude is only for illustration. Otherwise, Allah is above walking and running. It only means that those who remember and seek Him are helped and looked after by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a measure far in excess to their own inner urge and efforts. This is so because it beholds His benevolence. So, the steadfastness of those who remember Him invokes constant attention and results in the descent of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious. The Quran and Majid altogether is dhikrullah, in the sense that no ayat of the Quran and Majid is devoid of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as various characteristics of zikr as mentioned above. There is, however, another distinction of the Quran and Majid, which is the cause of increase or nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is this, that every discourse carries the qualities and influences, traits and of the speaker. It is obvious that recitation of the poetry of sinful and wicked people has its evil effects. While the verses of righteous people exercise a noble influence. It is for this reason that excessive study of knowledge of logic and philosophy produces pride and conceit, while excessive devotion to the study of ahadith leads to humility. Although as languages both English and Persian are equal, they produce varying influences upon the reader due to the divergence. It is the belief that attitudes of the various authors it can be concluded that repeated recitation of the Quran and Majid will result in the readers being influenced by the qualities of the originator of the verses and the developing of natural affinity for them. Moreover, if a person is devoted to the publication of an author, he naturally starts liking and favoring that person. In the same way, the reader of the Quran and Majid is sure to win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's abundant grace, and he definitely will begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in turn promotes nearness to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with his favors.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Our object of coming in this world and the object of Ramadan, which is highlights that in a short while Allah gives us the object of our lives in this world in the month of Ramadan every year, and that is to acquire the Akhirat, which we had mentioned at the beginning, that every day morning we should make this niyat that, O Allah, I am here in this world, I am living to gain your pleasure. And the manifestation of Allah's pleasure will be in the Akhirat in the form of Jannat. When a person is happy with somebody, then he not only does he keep that happiness in his heart, in his mind, but he shows that happiness. So Allah will show that happiness in the form of Jannat. And that we get saved from the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And the displeasure of Allah, Allah will show it. Not just like you are cross with somebody, well, you cross. But then there are things that you do. For example, you hit the person, you shout at the person because you cross. So Allah's displeasure will be shown in Jahannam. So this year, this is the purpose of our life, which we must make niyat every day. That, O Allah, I'm here, I'm living my life to earn your pleasure. And that I will see that pleasure of yours in Jannat. And I'm living to save myself from your displeasure, and by which you will save me from Jahannam. That is our niyat. And this becomes, Allah brings it to a fore. Allah brings it to a high in Ramadan. When everything Allah prepares so that we can achieve this object of our lives. So, this great pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And to get saved from the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And the displeasure of Allah, as the poet says, hey narazgi jiske dozakh se barkar. The displeasure of Allah is worse than Jahannam also. And that a lover can understand. If, for example, we said this many times, how many we have these problems coming, that the husband, for example, is having an affair with another woman, and the wife, though she's got a beautiful mansion, she's got what, the gardens around her, swimming pools, but she says, this means nothing to me, because my husband is not mine. So in the same way, Allah's displeasure is worse than Jahannam also. And if you are in Jannat also and Allah is displeased, which won't be, if you can't, but then that Jannat also means nothing. So the displeasure of Allah that we have to save ourselves from, and Allah's displeasure, and then that manifestation of it in the form of Jahannam. For Allah explains just very briefly on that point as well, which is necessary, that for example in the Qabr, if Allah is displeased, and the snakes have to be left loose on a person. The scorpions, the fires, the malaika hitting a person. The day of Qiyamah, if Allah is displeased with a person. The scorching heat when the sun will be just overhead. And at the bottom, we're melting copper. And what a torment and torture. Then Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says it will be such that لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. There will be a cloud of fire above him and a cloud of fire beneath him. You will be sandwiched, in other words, in fire. What will be the condition of that? ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. Allah says, that is what he's warning you about. فَبِذَلِكَ ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. Well, فَيَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. So, oh my beloved servants, save yourself from that fire. So we have to think, we are not here just to live it up in this dunya, we have to save ourselves from that azab at the time of maut. In this dunya already, people go through azab. In the time of maut, in the qabr, and then in Jahannam, Qiyamah, Jahannam, what will it be? Then Allah Ta'ala says, يَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيْجِتْ. Maut will come to him from all sides. Yeah, in this world, when a person dies, maut comes from one side. For example, motor car accident, you died, a bullet shot, whether it's a stray bullet or somebody shot you, or whether it is cancer, whether it is heart attack, it's usually one thing. But there, from all sides, maut will be coming. You'll see a truck coming on you. You'll see an elephant crushing you. You'll see the snakes coming at you. You will see all types of problems from all sides. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيْجِتْ. And the worst, you won't die. Yeah, that one cause of death comes, and usually the doctor writes on the death certificate, cause of death, this whatever it was. But there, the cause of death, Allahu Akbar. And you don't die, there is no death. And you're just going to live in that. Whatever you see, that frightening thing you see, and all the time that will be there. Yes, sometimes you have a bad nightmare, And then also you see you falling from somewhere, or what things you see, funny things. But then you wake up and it's over. But there it won't come to an end. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. It's such a place that you won't die in it, and you can't call it life also. Like a person who's in a coma, your doctor won't sign a death certificate, go and bury him. He's still living. How can he give you a death certificate? But he's not living also. He can't eat, he can't do toilet, he can't do anything. So like that will be not, this is just like this. But in Jahannam, there will be no life what you can call life. And there won't be anything to put an end to it which you can say death is now. Now he has died, now he's relieved. Yeah, in this world also somebody is suffering in pain. We say now if Allah takes him away, he's better. We can't see his suffering. Jahannam, there won't be that also. So there won't be an end. So that is our niyat to save ourselves from that. And in return, Allahu Akbar. Like in one hadith it comes in the qabr. A person who was a righteous and good person, first Jahannam will be shown to him. With all the azab of Jahannam. And then it will be said to him, you saved yourself from there. And so what a relief already. Then Jannat will be shown. What joy and happiness now. What I got saved from. And what I've got now, Allahu Akbar. That will be. And also it comes in the hadith that for every person, there is a place booked for him in Jannat also and in Jahannam also. One of the purposes of coming in this world is to cancel one. Like sometimes you are traveling, you make two bookings. I don't know whether I'll leave this time or that time. The travel agent is your friend also, he makes both. But when the time comes near, he says, you'll have to cancel one. We can't keep both bookings. So we have come here to cancel one and keep one. So it's up to us which one, how we are living our life. That is which one we're going to be cancelling and which one we are going to be keeping. So if we make our proper niyat and Ramadan is the month it is the month that this year becomes so vivid, so clear, so much in the front to acquire this. This is for that month of Ramadan. And a person who acquires it and he gets Allah's pleasure, as we read after Fajr, the effects of good deeds in this world you started. Barakat in your wealth, in your health, in all your things, everything. If a problem comes perchance, Allah removes it. سَيَجْعَلُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah opens the ways. So all those blessings are in this world already. Respect for a person, long life for a person, all that. How many things Allah promises when a person in Jazaul Amal in detail. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained that when a person lives a righteous life in this world, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we see how buzurgs are treated in this world. Once Hazrat came here when Hazrat had his stroke, and they carried Hazrat on his chair, the big armchair, right through till the car. So this respect people give to people in this world already. There are many people who can't understand this, but wherever you go, they're opening the door for you. Everything, when you are sitting in the car, then they are putting the hand on top that your head mustn't bump that. So much, what and what don't they do? Out of the way they go for Buzurgani Deen. Pa Abdul Wahab Sahab of Raimin, Damat Barakatum, says that people, when buzurgs come to the town, everyone, breakfast by my house, lunch by me, tea by me, Hazrat must sleep by me, Hazrat, everything. Now everything is full, there isn't. So one person says, Hazrat must come to my house to use the toilet. Even that barakat, whatever it is. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, all this is Allah is showing what they're going to get in Jannah. This just in advance, Allah is giving them a sample of what they're going to get there. So this is how Allah Ta'ala, then how maut comes to such a person. As we have been reading in the kitab, afternoon also, Shauq-e-Watan and Maut Ki Yaad, For the righteous, how moth, how beautifully, how Malikul Moth comes with the 500 angels of Jannat, each one carrying a kafan of Jannat, each one carrying a branch with 20 different leaves on it. Every color is different. Every perfume smell is different. And they all come with respect and love around that person. And they take out his ruh, and they what great joy. And his ruh comes out like a hair from flower, dry flower. You just pull it out like that, it comes out. His ruh comes out so easy. In the qabr, Allahu Akbar. For some people, no questioning, Jumas, Mot, etc. No hisab, kitab, you know, questioning also. And it is said, nam ka naumatil uru, sleep, how a bride sleeps the first night. With no fear, with no anything, just enjoy your sleep. And as a bride doesn't sleep the first night, oh, she is with her lover. And this is also for those people who may do marriage in the correct way. But those who spoiled everything and had a relationship before, one person complained, my husband the first night jumped on me like an animal, turned around and slept away. What do they know what is love and what is the first night? First night is for those people who didn't know one another. The arranged marriage, which is the proper Islamic, the parents arranged the marriage, and they now come to know one another. They meeting for the first time. They didn't speak on the phone also before that. No letter writing, nothing. Now they meet one another for the first time. Ask them what is that first night. That will be the first night in the qabr. Hey, what great enjoyment a person will have. The day of Qiyamah, they will get the arsh of Allah, the shade of the arsh of Allah, where there will be fruit, where there will be food, there will be snacks of whatever you can imagine. That's why just next to them will be the scorching sun, and here they will be sitting under in the air condition of the cool breeze under the arsh of Allah. All this is what Allah gave us life for. All this is for what Allah gave us Ramadan to acquire that. And they will be eating and they will be watching the Hisab Kitab. It will be said, you want to watch, you can watch. You want to go to Jannat, you can go. Your Sawari, your car for Jannat, VIP car is here ready. You can go straight away to Jannat. Everything you can, Allah will offer. And then they will roam around freely with no worry. Then such people, then they will enter Jannat. Allahu Akbar. What will be Jannat? That Jannat, there will be the mentions of Jannat. That will be double story or even more stories. And they will be sitting with the windows and the doors open on reclining thrones. Not reclining chairs, but reclining thrones. And they will be studded with pearls and diamonds and rubies and emeralds. Not of this dunya. Just to give an idea of what this dunya's things are, before the new South Africa, at that time it was a very crucial period, if we those who were living that time and remember that time. It was a very frightening time. People were taking out firearms one way, licenses, people were sending their money out, people were stocking up their groceries. What a condition it was. At such a time we visited one town where the Maulana was from overseas. And he bought a bar of gold from a person, a black person in a location, for 20,000 rand. That time the 20 rand was the biggest note, at that time. And he brought it middle of the night in that dangerous conditions. He went to the location. He brought it home, and he brought it in all his excitement. He was a person who used to get very excited also. It fell down and it broke. It was sand, just painted with gold. So, wallah, the gold of the genuine gold, the 22 or 24 carat gold of this world, pure gold, compared to gold of Jannat, is like that. Jannat's gold, all the names that are given of the fruit and everything, is just, otherwise we won't understand. But otherwise, you cannot compare the fruit of Jannat with the fruit of this world. You cannot compare the woman, the Hurul Een of Jannat with the woman of this world. You cannot compare anything of Jannat with the things of this. That is far beyond us. But how should we understand? So Allah just gave this just an idea. Like window shopping. Window shopping, you only see through the window. You don't touch and feel the thing. So this is, we're just getting some window shopping of Jannat. When we go there, we will be in the shop. And all those things actually we will get then. and you cannot imagine what it will be. So anyway, the husband and wife will be talking to one another. Never will they get tired of one another. Never, they will just enjoy that company. Yeah, a person gets married, keen to get married. And after he's married, once a few months have passed, they start taking one another for granted. And then they start abusing also one another. Jannat will be never like that. It will be just enjoyment. And yeah, no matter how lot you sleep, I'm very, this Ramzan, I didn't get my sleep properly. After, on Eid's day, I'm sleeping. And nobody must disturb me. I'm just going to sleep. How lot you going to sleep? Jannat, it will be such that your enjoyment, you'll never get tired. La yabghuna anha hiwala. You will just enjoy and enjoy the enjoyments of Jannat forever and ever. You'll never get old. You'll never get tired. Never will the enjoyment of Jannat get finished. Yeah, no matter you're enjoying that homemade ice cream. So delicious. But how lot can you eat? Jannat, you'll never get full. You'll eat just for enjoyment. As you eat, it will get digested in the form of sweet-smelling perspiration. Or one belch will come, the car. And that also sweet-smelling. Not this bad smells of this dunya. No toilets in Jannah. Eh? There is no number one in Jannah, no number two, and no number three also. Or no number half also. Eh? There is nothing in Jannah. Jannah is only pure and clean. What a place it will be. And husband and wife, and Allahu Akbar. Those palaces will be made, one brick of gold, one brick of silver. Jannat's gold, that pure gold and silver. In between, sweet smelling musk will be the gara, the mortar, the daga. Yeah, when you go and see the daga, and you touch it a little bit, oh, wash your hands now, put cream again. Wash your hands again, more cream again. That Allahu Akbar, how will that be? And then the floor of Jannat, there will be diamonds and pearls and emeralds strewn. It will be made of zafran. Yeah, your qurbani, your biryani. When there is a proposal for your daughter and the people are coming to see or coming to get the answer, you cook a very special biryani. Then you put little zafran on that time. There the ground, Allahu Akbar. When Bilqis sent her people, envoy, to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, she sent some gold bricks worth as a present for him. When they came there, they saw, oh, the road is paved with gold bricks. And now we will be accused you picked it up from the road here. So did Allah. But today we think we have advanced. Where in the world are the, even the most or greatest places of this dunya? Where is the road made with, paved with gold bricks? Allahu Akbar. We think we are so advanced, and we have the palace Sulaiman alayhi salam built for Bilqis. It was made with such fine glass that he built a bridge also. Beneath the bridge was water. And in that must have been what and what he put, fish or whatever. And he told her, enter now into your palace. And when she went, she picked up her trouser, pulled it up, that it will get wet in the water. He said, no need for that. You are not walking in the water. She couldn't see the difference between the water and what fine glass. That was the technology of that time. And that was where what their architecture was. Allahu Akbar. Where are we today with it? What will be Jannat? If Sulaiman alayhi salam had made that in this world. Till today, go and see Hamra, Qasr al-Hamra, the Red Palace in Spain, which the Muslims had made at that time. Till today it is so beautiful. And there is a board written there that this was the first people in the world to do animal conservation were Muslim people. And all the other things. And the garden, this was the most beautiful garden in those days. Today is that garden is, alhamdulillah, Allah has shown us lot of beautiful things of this world. That garden is exceptionally beautiful. But they say this garden of today doesn't compare anything to the garden which was in those days. So anyway, what will be Jannat? There you will have all this. And then Allahu Akbar, the Jannati will be sitting there. The husband will never have to go to the shop to go and job. And the wife will never have to go to kitchen to make butter chicken. Everything will be ready found. And the khadims, the workers there, they will be like beautiful emeralds and pearls. The people to serve you, yeah, the ghilman of Jannat. And they will bring your food, whatever you desire, it will come ready for you there. Would you just desire something, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you will desire, it will be, whatever you will ask for, it will be given. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. And this will be nuzul, status. This is only the status, the pies and the savouries. And from who it is, who gave you, who forgave you all your gunas, Ghafoor. And Ghafoor isme mubalagha, who forgave you so much. And Rahim, he showed all what mercies he enjoyed now. Kulu, washrabu, haniyam, bima kuntum ta'amalun. Eat and drink and enjoy. Open your hearts. No fear of anything whatsoever. No, you don't have to ask whether this thing got cholesterol in it. Or you don't have to ask, this got sugar, too much sugar. Or my blood pressure will go up. Or anything. No, just eat. No worry whatsoever. No worry, no sorry. Just enjoy and have fun there all the time. This will be the enjoyments of Jannat. There then a fish will come. Lahman tariya. What beautiful. The fish is the most enjoyable meat that you can have. And there is zero cholesterol in fish also. And the fish will come and offer itself. And the Jannati, the fish will say, I'll come fried for you. Another one will come, I will come roasted. Another one will say, I will come as a in curry, in different forms. And this one will come, I'll come one side fried, and one side I'll come roasted. He say, yes, that's right. And he'll eat that fish. And after he has finished it, it will form again. And it will make salam before it comes. Salamu alaikum ya ahlil jannah. Salam on you. Everything. Salaman, salaman, qawlam min ghafurir rahim. From your Lord. Only salam in Jannat. No fear. There will be no crooks in Jannat. There will be no hijackings in Jannat. You don't have to worry. All the bad guys will be in Jahannam, in the jail. And yeah, otherwise Jannat also won't be fun. You'll have all your pleasure and you can get hijacked, you can get robbed, you can get murdered. No fear whatsoever. Salam and salam. Just peace from all. Where? What are we wasting our time? Yes. Prepare for that. And then also, wa ashabul yameen ma min al muqarrabin. There will be the three levels of people there. The highest level, the lower level, and the people in the other side. What will be Jannat? This is why Allah gave us this month of Ramadan, to acquire all that. A person, there will be water sports in Jannat. Don't worry of scuba diving, and of all the other things here of this world, and of skiing, and all those things. What enjoy. And here you go even scuba diving, you go skiing, you do all water sports which are fun and enjoyable. But you have the fear of an accident. The fear, this doesn't come, this happens, that happens. There no fear whatsoever, just enjoy forever. Allahu Akbar. What will be the pleasure of Jannat? That is why Allah Ta'ala has put us the food of Jannat. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. Fruit just of your choice. Choice fruit of your choice. And you don't have to go to fruit and veg to go and buy. You don't have to go to the market to go and buy. You don't have to go to the farms and the orchards and get fresh from there. It will, the whole branch will come down by you. And it will present itself to you. You will take the fruit, mangoes of this world. India mangoes, mashallah. Famous, your mouth just waters. Pakistan mango, what fruit in this world. There that fruit, mangoes of Jannat, they will come right to you. And then as you eat it, every bite will be more, the next bite will be more tastier than the previous bite. It will be different and it will be better. Yeah, when you eat an apple, for example, you're enjoying that sweet apple. As you come to the core, see, it had gone rotten there, and you suddenly get that bitter feeling in your mouth. All that you enjoy till now, it's all spoiled now. But Jannat, Allahu Akbar. As you go, yeah, you're having your guava, sweet guava. You're enjoying that guava. Suddenly, you see a worm walking there. Now you're wondering how many worms I perhaps had eaten already. In Jannat, the fruit, as you eat, a hurul een will come out. And you don't have to worry how that hurul een will live in that fruit. How the guava, the worm we see with our eyes, that worm lives inside the guava. Like that, there the hurul, dunya's fruit got worms. Jannat's fruit got hurul een. Can you ever compare the two? Can they ever? They just to give us an idea. What enjoyment. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ and the flesh, the meat of birds, that which you desire very much. The partridge, whatever. The quail is the closest to manna and salwa, which was given to the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this quail, the meat of it, the partridge, the meat of it, anyone who has got taste. One Jamaat was in South Africa from overseas, and they passed a place where there were partridges. They say, you people don't hunt them? What are you? Are you human beings or what? Don't you know the ni'mats of Allah? You just drive past like that, you hardly notice it. This we don't know what the enjoyments are. We are lost. Always desired to eat the quail and partridge. And Allah gave me the great honor the first time I ate, and I ate to my full on my sheikh, Dastarkhan. What people bring from where and where? The original, asli things. What you're paying so much, you can't get it. There it was already found. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, what will be the wafakihati mimma yatakhayyarun? Walahmi tayri mimma yashtahun? Wahurun een. And then the hurul een of Jannah. Allah said, do not commit adultery in this world. Do not commit fornication in this world. Now Allah will say, come, I told you not to commit adultery. Your halal wife was there. You had her. No problem whatsoever. And I told you not to commit fornication. Now I'm marrying you. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. I'm making your nikah now to the hurul in. Allahu Akbar. When you get your hurul in, it's not a love marriage. And the arranged marriage by Allah. Allah is arranging this marriage. And now you are, and also remember before we go further that the woman of this dunya, your wives of this dunya, therefore make effort on them. You came for itikaf. You were listening. Now don't go and get angry on them. Now make proper effort. Make ta'aleem at home with love and kindness. Bring them also to understand deen. And when they will also enter Jannat, you also, the woman of this dunya will be far superior than the hurul ain also. In one hadith it is explained, the added down, godru, lihaf. Today we don't even use it, it's difficult to explain now this also, but many people can still understand. Our added downs which we make and we buy also, and Gujarat ones, the area of Gujarat. The top material and the bottom material is the same material. Inside is the cotton wool that is filled in. But in UP area, in Arab countries, the top material is a beautiful like silken type material. And the bottom is a very cheap material. Very, not rough really, but like calico. Something like calico at the bottom. And the top is very fine, like silk it is, very fine it is. Like that, the hurul een of Jannat will be like that bottom material. Compared to the woman of this dunya, so much superior will the woman of this dunya be over hurul een. Now we'll hear just now, inshallah, what the hurul een will be. But don't forget what the woman of this dunya, they will be so much more superior. Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a delegation went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman. That in the words of a lecturer, a wise who puts salt and pepper, adds extra little things also. These are not the words of the hadith, the words of the lecturer, the wise. He says that our man in this world, they look at the filth and dirt of this dunya and they don't worry about us, the gold at home. So in Jannat when they'll get hurul in, who will look at us in Jannat? They're going to get hurul in the man. Yeah, for the filth and dirt they don't look at us. When they're going to get hurul in, then who will look at us? What will be our condition in Jannat? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who were present, did you ever think a woman can ask such an intelligent question? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umm Salma, go and tell the woman of the world that the woman of dunya, when they will enter, those who are eligible and will enter Jannat, they will be far more superior than the hurul in. Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala got surprised. And she said, Wabima ya Rasulullah, how come? We are made of sand and stone. The hurul in of Jannat, they are made of zafran, they are made of mushk, they are made of the finest things. When sand and water, men go blind. Half-minded woman, take away the minds of the full-minded man, and they don't know what they are doing in front. Then those women, the hurul in, who are made of zafran and of made of musk and are made of amber, what will be those women? Allahu Akbar. So that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the woman of this dunya will be by far more superior. When she asked why, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bi noori ibadatihin. The noor of the ibadat, the hoors of Jannah, they made no ibadat. They are makhluk of Allah. They don't make Allah's, that they are not responsible for namaz, roza, women of this dunya. Wabi noor tilawatihin. They read Quran Pak as we read now, how wonderful Quran, and that noor they got. They tolerated their husbands. The husband today say, I want my tea before meals. And tomorrow she puts it before meals. Why you put it now? It will get cold. Why can't you put it? Give it to me after meals. Next day she put it after meals. Where's my tea? I told you I wanted. Every day he's got a new vibe. Every day he's got a new mood. And she tolerates him all the time. She tolerate her children she brought up. And what she tolerated. At night she woke up, middle of the night, from a deep sleep, but her child. And then the child had messed. She cleaned the child. And she put the child in a dry place and she slept in the wet place. And she fed the child. After 1 hour the child messed again. Again from her, how much she tolerates. With all this Allah will give her that. The cosmetics of the woman are not this filth and dirt and torturing animals and making cosmetics. But their cosmetics is tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, obedience to the husband, bringing up the children. So what will be their darja? They also shouldn't think when we explain about the hoor that the man going to get the hoor, they're going to be by far superior and man's attention will be to them. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We will marry them now with the hoorul een. And therefore, stay away from all haram in this world. Remember, you can get involved here. And because of that guna, if you have to be deprived of iman at the time of maut, no nikah with hurul in. Then where are we going? What a place. So stay away from all this completely, all illicit love affairs, looking at other women, completely stay away. Keep your eyes pure for the hurul in. Say, I'm going to be looking at hurul in. Allah has kept my partners the hurul in, and how many of them. Anyway, now when they are married, and he will get the first just glimpse of her. You don't have to put your gazes down. There you will look, and you will look for 40 years. In the hadith, wallah, 40 years, your eye won't wink for 40 years. For 40 years, you won't look little this side or little that side. After 40 years, she will say, you're only going to look, there's nothing else. Eh? You will be absorbed in that looking at her. And then your own wife, how beautiful. And then now when she gives you, making an advance to you, you're only going to look nothing else. And when you'll kiss her, embrace her, Allahu Akbar. What to say? That hurul een, that if she one purwa, our finger has got three parts in it. Eh? And at the same time, we all must be knowing, if you look at your right hand, on the palm, you'll see 18 written in Arabic. And on your left palm, 99. Allah's whole manifestation is in you, O insan. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you see Allah right in you? Allah is right in you. When you make dua, Allah's 99 names are open on you. And you ask whatever you want from Allah Ta'ala. And when you wipe your face, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. Allah's whole mercy you have got already. So anyway, so her one purwa, the one piece, if she have to show it to the sun in this world, the sun will appear like a dim light in front of that, the beauty of that one purwa of hers. One drop of her spit she has to spit into the oceans of this world. Seven oceans will become sweet. What one drop of her saliva her spit. And when you'll kiss her, and what kind kiss? And what names of kisses? What kinds of kisses? Allahu Akbar. And when she, where will you be? When you just looked at her for 40 years, you forgot yourself. Gum ho gaye apne aap se. And now when she's holding you and kissing you, and that sweet saliva, Allahu Akbar, what will be, where are we wasting our time? Where are we wasting making money in this world, and degrees in this world, and this? This is وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For things of this type, these are things that we have to work for. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful won't she be? And then Allahu Akbar. If she has to talk to the dead, the Hurul Een have to talk to the dead, they become alive. If she talks to the living, their hearts burst with joy. Allahu Akbar. Her urni, her head cover. If she have to wave it in this world, the whole world will come, sweet smell will come in this world. Allah, her one hair, if she drops into this world, the whole world will light up. It can be as dark as it wants to be, the whole world will light up. And Allahu Akbar, what to say? Even you have in this world, this woman have a catwalk when they advertising her things or all the things. For when they have their beauty contest, Miss World contest, and then they walk in their costumes and their style, and they turn around and they walk. We don't see these things, eh? But Allah's system is such, Allah makes it, if the person knows about all this. How they walk and their style, in their face what style, in their legs what style, when they show their backs what style, everything what style. Allahu Akbar, the Hurul Een, when she'll lift up one leg only still to walk, 100,000 styles will come. And that style makes a woman go mad. Eh? What is that woman that is afterwards? What she got in her, whatever. But just that style of hers, her way of walking, Allahu Akbar. When the Hurul Een will come to you, her face will be facing you. When she'll walk back, her face will be facing you. Those people can understand who know what these things mean. Hey, how she will be, that Hurul Een, Allah Ta'ala has made her like that. Allahu Akbar, what beauty Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with. And forever, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says, Uruban Atraba. Uruban, they are masters of love making. Hey, you don't have to teach her, she was a sheltered girl who lived a sheltered life. She doesn't know, I'll have to teach her a little bit. Or they are masters in the art of love making. You don't have to worry anything. You don't have to teach them any love making. They will teach you what is love making. What will be their enjoyment? Atraba, of same age. They won't be deficient in their age also. They are too childish. Or like an old lady she is. Now she will be one age. Atraba, like you play with who you played when you were small in the sand. You played together like that. They will be of that age. Inna ansha'na hunna insha'a. Humne unko uthaya hai. Behtareen uthan pe. Their figures, Allahu Akbar. The contours of the body and the valleys and the mountains, the hills and everything, every part of her body. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, inna ansha'na hunna insha'a. How we have made them. You can't dream of what. La aynun ra'at, wala udhunun sami'at, wala khatra ala qalbi bashar. There is nothing you can imagine also how beautiful they will be. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faj'alnahunna abkara. We made them permanent virgins. They don't have to go doctor so and so and doctor so and so for restriction of this and restriction of that. Nothing whatsoever. They will be virgins forever. You will be young all the time. Your Allahu Akbar. Yadkhuluna al-jannah ahlul jannah. Jannah will be entered by the people of Jannah, the man who will enter. Yadkhuluna al-jannah ahlul jannah abna'u thalathin aw thalatha wa thalathin. Man will be at the age of maturity of Jannah, which is 30 or 33, and they will remain forever at that age. Never ever will they grow older. They will remain forever. You don't need no Viagra. Your vitality will be at its height forever and ever, all the time. Whenever you want to, and you eat for enjoyment. You have your Hurul Een for your enjoyment. Everything just for you. And sada raho, mada raho, forever and ever remain in Jannah. Enjoy the enjoyment. And Allah is pleased with you. Yeah, you are having your best time with your wife. Everything. There the phone rings. There the doorbell rings. there, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. No phone is going to ring in between, and no doorbell is going to ring. Your small child, 2-year-old child, not going to come and knock on the door. Mummy, I want to go toilet. Mummy, I want this. And mummy is somewhere else, and daddy is somewhere else, and he is coming and he wants this. No worry, no worry in Jannah, just enjoyment. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For things of this nature, Allah has put Muslims in this world. Not to waste our time in the dirt and filth. Ramadan, Allah gave for this great, great enjoyment. So that will be the enjoyment. And you can't complete it. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, Are zara socho to sahi, think a little bit. Jis jannat ke sunne mein itna maza, us jannat mein jaane mein kitna maza hoga. That jannat to hear about it you enjoy, that and jannat will enjoy, can you can't imagine, you can't dream the enjoyment there. This is, and then Maulana should say, I don't want to go further. Otherwise, many youngsters here, we haven't got enough bathrooms for them. Everyone will have a wet dream just now. Anyway, this is still nothing. Now when the day will come when they'll meet Allah, the time to meet Allah. Your hoor and your qusoor and your anhoor, your rivers of jannat of milk and honey and whatever else it will be, and your hoorul een and faakihati mimma yata, when you'll see Allah nasya mansiya, as if it doesn't even exist. You'll be lost in the beauty of Allah. Million jannats cannot compare with one out of the beauty of Allah. Yeah, in this world our eyes are too weak. Lan tarani, you cannot see me. Your eyes are too weak. There you will see. Everyone will see Allah, just as you see the 14th full moon. If something has to happen, yeah. The people at the back stretch their heads up. What's happening there? Then they stand up. The people at behind them say, sit down. We also want to see. But now everyone having difficulty, everyone will see Allah without any difficulty. You'll see Allah and the beauty of Allah. And then Allah will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And what enjoyment when Allah, the height of it. Yeah, Shaykh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad, Rahmarhum, is a legend in Qiraat. Till today we hear his name and we get ecstasies. And his Qiraat, Allah, what we, when Jamal Abdul Nasser took him to Russia, and he read in front of the communists, the tears were just flowing. They didn't understand, but the tears were just flowing. If we also, وَلَوْ أَنَّ سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ وَكُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. What is Quran Sharif? And when Allah himself is going to make tilawat, and they're the people of Jannah, and by that tilawat, vapor will form and go up into the air. Clouds will form. The clouds will rain down when these people will go back to their palaces and to their whores and to their wives in Jannah. They'll say, who are you? Stranger. Not stranger, this is my place, right address, I can see. But you were not so handsome when you went. Why won't I be so much more handsome after I sat in the majlis of my Allah? And that rain fell. And who are you when I went? You sure you the right one, you Mrs. Right. You seem to be somebody else. You were not so beautiful. Why can't, won't we, when the sweet winds, muthira of Jannat blows, which won't make you age, which won't make you wrinkle, it will increase your beauty. You don't have to put cream for sunburn, what? Sunburn and all that, you'll get sunburned. No, that wind there will make you more beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Forever and ever. What great enjoyment. So, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. And you cannot exhaust the subject of Jannat. And you cannot stop enjoying. But it is, I'll just translate, when our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali passed away, we were in Cape Town, we got the news just after Asr, there in Cape Town, we went for Maghrib, and when we were making Maghrib, these ayats twice just flashed in front of me twice. That would be, which I take is the maqam which Allah has given our Shaykh. Inna al-abrar lafi na'im. That the pious abrar, the righteous, the pious people, they will be in na'im, in great enjoyment. Al araiki yanzur, on thrones they will be just looking around happily. How beautifully they will see. Ta'arifu fi wujuhihim nazratan na'im. You can see that freshness, that enjoyment in their faces. You can see, and Hazrat's whole life was like that. Hazrat's face used to beam with nur, was radiant with anwarat all the time. Ta'arifu fi wujuhihim nazratan na'im. Yusqawna min rahiqin makhtum. They won't have to drink. They will be given to drink. they will drink will be given to them. Majhul. Yusqawna min rahiqin makhtum. And the drinks of Jannat, the wine of Jannat rahiq, that will be put, a seal will have been put. What seal? Khitamuhu misk. The seal of it, the cherry on the top will be of musk. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is what we should strive and vie with. Not that I got so much bank balance, I got so much I'm driving this car, I got this mansion. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And what drinks? وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمِ. And a special taste of Jannat, one of it, تسنيم. Its taste will be عَيْنًا. It will be a fountain there. يَشْرَبُ بِهَ مِنْهَا المقربون. There was a brar. Yes, مقربون. The مقربون will be drinking of this. Allahu Akbar. وَلِمَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ فَبِعِيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَانَ فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانَ فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانَ وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. Allah Akbar. What in read Surah Waqia, read Surah Rahman, read Surah Dahar, what Allah Ta'ala has prepared. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. If we had more time, we could go more. But really, this is what Ramzan is for. Bring it into our lives. This is for the rest of our year. Next year, Ramzan, let us increase. Come again, inshallah. Bring other satis and let us, and that will be our Eid, really. When we go there, that will be our final Eid. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Those who want to become bad, come forward, inshallah. Acha, Mawlid Hussain. Make special place for Mawlid Hussain here, mashallah. Mashallah. Jazakum Allah. Yeah, there was somebody else also. Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and fancies and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriya, and the silsila of the Soharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayah. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahada, wa ta'afiyah, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. Except inshallah, the ma'mulat inshallah, Maulana Musa will explain. Find out from Maulana Musa, he'll explain what we must do. Read Durood Sharif. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد أوله وآخره ظاهره وباطنه اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا، وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا، وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا، وأن تشرح به صدورنا، وأن تستعمل به أبداننا، فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك ولا يؤتيه إلا أنت. اللهم اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتمم علينا بنعمتك، واسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, this was a month of forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, on every step you forgive. Oh Allah, oh Allah, no matter how bad, how evil, how sinful we are, we are of the ummah of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we cry and beg and plead to you in the sadqa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive us all, forgive the whole ummah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, accept our Ramadan. Oh Allah, you have been so kind. What a gracious, what a merciful Allah you are. You gave us our lives, you gave us this dunya, you gave us to dunya to recognize you, oh Allah. What a being you are, oh Allah. Your perfection, oh Allah. Your nawal, oh Allah. Your jamal, oh Allah. Oh Allah, what a mirror we see all the time, oh Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us, the whole ummah, oh Allah. Accept every ummati's ibadat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, accept our salat, our sujood, our tilawat, our qiraat, oh Allah. Our dua, oh Allah. Our tarawih, oh Allah. Our siyam, our qiyam, oh Allah. Accept whatever we tried. Accept the zakat of the people. Accept the sadaqah of the people, oh Allah. Whatever good has been done, oh Allah. Those who couldn't do, even due to negligence, you are kareem, oh Allah. You are haleem, oh Allah. Let no one be deprived, please, oh Allah. Let not one ummati be deprived, oh Allah. Make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy with regard to the ummat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be joyous and happy, oh Allah, seeing what you are bestowing on the ummat, oh Allah. Forgive all of us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy on the Muslims of Syria, oh Allah. On the Muslims of Afghanistan, oh Allah. Of Iraq, oh Allah. Oh Allah, the enemy is pouncing on us, oh Allah. They are stealing the iman of our people, oh Allah. They are stealing the lives of our people, oh Allah. Oh Allah, the Muslims were sailing high at one time. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Return us to that honorable position which we achieved in Spain, oh Allah. Which we achieved in Baghdad, oh Allah. Which we achieved in the world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let our tearing eyes and our sobbing tears, oh Allah, remove them with joyous tears, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us see the day that Jaa Nasrullah. The people enter into Islam in huge, huge amounts. Oh Allah, show us those joyous days, oh Allah. Accept this Ramadan from all the mu'takifeen, oh Allah. Those who came here especially, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have been kind. How many people, how many brothers have shown their appreciation? Oh Allah, people listening on the audio streaming, how they have changed their lives, oh Allah. Let it be a permanent future, oh Allah. Increase us all the time, O Allah, save us from lapsing and going, falling back again. You are our only support, O Allah. O Allah, guide us all the time. O Allah, except the brothers who are making khidmat, O Allah. We don't know how to thank them, O Allah. Making the sehri and the iftari for the brothers. What sacrifices they make, O Allah. The brothers who gave their houses for our friends to live in, O Allah. O Allah, whoever the brothers who brought our friends from the airports, etc. Except everyone, O Allah. Whoever, those who have contributed, O Allah, they have opened their hearts and they have managed to give good meals to their friends here, O Allah. Except from everyone, O Allah. O Allah, grant us every good what we know and we don't know. What we think and what we can't think about, you are the knower of all. Save us from every evil and harm, O Allah. What we know and what we don't know. What we think of and what we can't think of, O Allah. Be kind to us, O Allah. Accept us, accept the whole ummah, O Allah. O Allah, when you have granted us those joyous moments, O Allah. O Allah, grant it at the time of mort, O Allah. Let that be our greatest day, O Allah. Let our ruh, let our souls, our ruh, jump out of our bodies and go to those enjoyments. Give us the enjoyments of the qabr, O Allah. Let it be namkanawmatil urus, O Allah. Give us the enjoyments of the day of qiyamah, O Allah. Gather us in the shade of your throne, O Allah. O Allah, enter us directly into Jannat. Let us fly over Pul Sirat, O Allah. Get us into Jannatul Firdaus, Hadiratul Quds, which you beautify five times a day for the people coming. O Allah, and you tell it, come get beautified, get fragranted, get enjoyable. My people are coming. Let us be amongst those, O Allah. Let us earn your pleasure forever and ever. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There is the time of Maghrib. O Allah, du'as are accepted. O Allah, accept our du'as. In the sadqa of Durood Sharif, you accept du'as. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Salatun tunajjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat. Wa taqdi lana biha jami'al hajat. Wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'il sayyiat. Wa tarfa'una biha indaka ala darajat. Wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat. Min jami'il khayyat. في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته.